Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Wednesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Also in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations out there across America and in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite, live and online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, and the EMTs and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers keeping America rolling, thank you for what you do. Now, a special shout goes out to the roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, Gulf of Mexico, and the northern frozen tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Thanks very much for what you're doing. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, well, this hour we're going to start with the pledge, and I'm going to lead it, and here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we thank you very much. I know a lot of you said that with us, and some of you didn't, but that's okay. It all works out in the wash. Now, we talked last night quite a bit about why Andrew McCabe was let off the hook, in our opinion. There are much bigger fish to fry. McCabe is at the bottom end of the spectrum, was involved in one of the investigations. They let him off the hook so that they can continue to investigate him. And another one that he's on involving James Comey and one of the big supporters who came down the other night and tried to boot some people out of the area that they were at where they had microphones and they were doing their broadcasting and they were anything but pro-Trump or they were pro-Trump supporters, but they were anything but these protester supporters. They definitely, it was a culture clash, so to speak. But it all worked out in the wash, and there wasn't any real big deal about it. But the thing of it is Andrew McCabe is one of those guys who's been around a while in Washington, D.C. He was the deputy director of the FBI, directly under James Comey. And it's widely believed that McCabe turned around and did things, lied under oath, which is what the IG found, by the way, the Inspector General, prompting McCabe's firing. So this would allow his former political powerful officials to get away without charges. And Mr. McCarthy runs through a host of possible factors like the internal DOG politics, a tough anti-Trump D.C. jury poll, Also, hostile anti-Trump witnesses and other complications. And it would also be a politically fraught case that would have been tough to win for the U.S. attorney. Plus, McCarthy notes that McCabe isn't exactly vindicated or in the clear because there's still two other investigations going on right now that Mr. McCabe is involved in. So, I'm the eternal optimist here. I believe something is going to happen in the not-too-distant future, and I believe that Mr. McCabe is going to have charges pressed against him. That may be number one. That may be the first domino to fall. We'll see. We'll see. But you just can't believe with everything that he's done. Now, granted, the one investigation, the attorney general said, yes, they weren't going to press charges against him, this, that, and the other. And the sheriff kind of let it believe that, you know, that they were running out of funds and this, that, and the other. They didn't want to do it. However, there's two other investigations. Two other investigations going on. And you can't tell me that either one of those two isn't going to have somebody on board who happens to be a never-Trumper or whatnot, and they're going to continue the charges that we've already told you about here with this these people that came in to do just that. And again, if you want to take part in anything that's going on, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600, or you can go over to the Facebook page for the show, the official Captain's America Third Watch radio show, and send us a message that way. And we'll be happy to comment with you on the air. Now, it's Flip's birthday. Aha! Happy birthday, Mr. Flip. There you go. Happy birthday, Flip. That's a good deal for him. Good deal for him. I wonder if you can drive into D.C. just yet and go celebrate in there, Flip. What would you celebrate with in D.C.? Maybe he can tell us during the break. Alrighty, I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got lots more to talk about. And Kathy is going to give you the phone number, so I'll let her do that for you right about now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Wayne Allen Root. We appreciate you very much, and we'll be talking to him soon on the program. Now, this portion of the program, again, brought to you by Relief Factor. Let me ask you a question. How much pain is too much pain? And if you're in pain right now, and maybe have been for a while, is $19.95 too much to spend to see if you can get out of pain? Well, that's why Relief Factor is doing so well nationally, because the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot decided to discount the cost of their three-week quick start from $64.95 to $19.95. And they do this because about 80% of the people who order the product here on my program stay on it. Now, they order the three-week quick start, and you do that by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And the bottom line is the three-week quick start for $19.95 will get you started on your way. And if it works, then hallelujah. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And good luck on the pain. Hopefully we're trying to get everybody out of pain. All right, well, we've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Steve, calling from Palm Harbor, Florida.
All righty. And you told me you just got off a tanker in the port, right?
I just got off a tanker loaded with 250,000 barrels of gasoline.
All right, that means the price of gas is going down, I guess, right? Yeah, okay. Now, you wanted me to... Now, what did you want me to do?
I wanted you to add merchant marines to your list of people that work all night long. I just got off the ship. There's 30 Americans working on board the ship, and they're going to be discharging their gasoline tonight, so you can have it at the pump tomorrow.
Okay, so the Merchant Marine. Yeah, that's a good idea. I can do that. I also had somebody say I need to mention the farmers, so the list keeps getting longer. But I thank you very much, Steve, and keep on listening to us. And like I said, if you get over there by New Orleans, we have an affiliate in New Orleans. Let me see if I can find them real quick. They're on my page. Let me see if I can get to it really quick here. WSLA AM 1560 in New Orleans and Slidell, that area.
Okay, Matt. Thanks a lot. I enjoyed the show.
All right. Thank you. You take care. Thanks for the call. All right. Well, there you go. Merchant Marine. We'll include them on the list. By the way, happy birthday again to Flip. He said his brother's in the area, so hello there. And I believe his name is Chuck. So hello there, Chuck and brother Flip and Chuck. You guys have better behave yourself. You know, on your birthdays, you're supposed to behave yourself. Now, Eric is on the line here, and what did he say? He said to me, he said, the Bloomberg Experience, when he announced in late November his net worth was approximately $63 billion, within the past week, his net worth is estimated to be now about $64 billion, just something to think about. In other words, he's worth more money. Well, sure, why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he be? More people are investing in whatever he's got going. I mean, the guy's advertising just like as if you were a business out there. He's advertising himself, of course, but it is what it is. And Michael Bloomberg is nobody's fool. He's a sharp business operator. He knows what he's doing when it comes to that sort of thing. Now, the other thing is, you heard me say, if you were listening in hour number one, that there's a brouhaha that's being thrown out there by the mainstream media, the likes of MSNBC and CBS and CNN and NBC, that Attorney General Barr has threatened to quit over the president's tweets. Well, that's just not true. And I go to the fact saying it's just not true because of two things. Number one, the spokesperson for the Department of Justice has said so, number one. And number two, Mr. Barr said while he's unhappy with the president's tweets, he has not come out and said he was going to quit. That's a rumor that's been made up to try to create some hate and discontent, if you will. All right, and now let's go to the phone lines because I think I got Eric on the line. Is that you, Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
What's
good
up?
Good to hear from some seagoing people out there, merchant marines. They keep America moving on the oceans. How about that? So here's the thing regarding the Bloomberg Experience going on. His net worth in late November of 2019, when he announced, was $53 billion. Now his net worth is an estimated approximately $64 billion. So that's approximately $10-plus billion in, you know, estimated, how should I say, profits or whatever, you know, earnings. Let's put it that way, you know, his net worth. So here's the thing. When President Trump came into office, President Trump's also, you know, a billionaire, good on him, and not dinging Bloomberg by any, good, capitalism works, right? So the analogy that I heard was that, so Bloomberg's approximately, what, 76, 77, something years old?
Yeah, he's somewhere near. Mm-hmm.
So his first $53 billion took him approximately 77 years to make, but he made $10 billion in the past 5 months. So I would think, you know, along with President, getting back to President Trump, he, you know, he was a billionaire and stuff, and he had all his holdings and properties and, you know, lines of this, that, and the other, his other business dealings. Good on him, right? He made all this money. So guess what the mainstream, and you've seen, I'm not guessing, but the mainstream media has gone in and delved into, oh, Trump's profiting with his hotel down the street from the White House, which is actual beautiful building, by the way. Down the street from the White House, he's profiting on that. Oh, he's profiting on all of his golf courses. He's profiting on this, you know, merchandising.
Rather ridiculous.
Right. So, you know, that was the, so, you know, we're anti-billionaire and millionaires, and they should, you know, hang from the rafters and Mussolini from the side of a building and all that sort of stuff. But no one's saying anything about, you know, Michael Bloomberg. And the point being is this, they're full of baloney, in my opinion. Okay. They're going to use, everyone loves this capitalism. Even Bernie Sanders can't thrive without this capitalism thing going on. And me personally, everyone, how should I say, there's no money in peace, meaning there's no money in everybody getting along. There's only money in chaos. So the longer they can keep...
Well, we all know the fastest way to make a bunch of money is to be an investor and have a war.
Well, sure. I mean, that's one angle. Right, exactly. That's one angle of tanking.
And by the way, go ahead and wrap it up because I got another caller.
Hey, you know what? Roger that. I'll let them take the horn. Thanks for taking my call, sir. Simplify.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. And on the line right now, we do have Dan the Man up in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Well, I'm doing. It's nice and warm down here, 72 degrees.
Must be nice. I just want to say two comments. One, I don't think Barr's going anywhere for a while.
No, he's not. He's got too much stuff going on.
But as I said the other night, he's the George Marshall of this administration. He brings confidence and stability to the Trump administration. If he was to leave, that would be real chaotic. But he's got a layoff of the tweets on ongoing investigations and trial procedures. Though, I don't know why he doesn't just, you know, he could carte blanche if he wanted to, say all nonviolent federal prisoners are free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, I don't know why he hasn't done it. He's big on this. We'll see. I think Donald Trump's two biggest mistakes, Jeff Sessions and Christopher Wray.
Okay.
I don't see anything happening to McCabe. No more than it happened to Hillary. You know, I just don't see it happening.
And that's even though we have two more investigations going on, one of them with Durham, and McCabe is right up to his eyeballs in both of them.
If Durham does anything.
Mm-hmm.
The thing of it is, the information has been put on paper now for 2 years on some of this stuff, and they haven't moved. You've got the evidence. You know who to talk to, and yet they're still going. I didn't, you know, Durham, the first couple months was just basically a research finding. It wasn't even a real investigation. A lot of this stuff should have been cleaned up a long time ago. You know, Hillary's Uba Robertson, whatever her name was, Hillary, that stuff should have been cleaned up. Comey, there's enough out there now. You know, I don't know how many times you have to investigate this guy.
Yeah. I got a question here from one of our listeners, Christine. She's going, so Bill Gates and Elizabeth Warren are giving away their money when they die. What is Bloomberg doing?
Who knows?
I don't think he's giving it away.
No. But, hey, that was one of the things I talked about this morning. You could be seeing a new trend in politics where billionaires run both for president on both parties now. I mean, we still got a lot of billionaires that would like to be president, be it Mark Cuban, our Jeff Bezos, our Zuckerberg, and I even wrote that one down.
All right.
Bill Gates.
Okay.
This could be the new thing.
All right, here comes the music. I got to let you go, so good points.
Okay, I will talk to you later, Kevin.
All right, thank you. That's Dan the Man up there in Lafayette, Indiana. All righty, folks. Well, we're going to come right back. We're going to take a look at our first military and veterans news segment. Got a lot of different things going on in the military world tonight. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been issuing pardons, one to former San Francisco 49ers owner Edward DeBartolo Jr. Former 49ers stars Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott, and Charles Haley were at the White House for the signing ceremony. Also, junk bond king Michael Milken was also pardoned, along with a few others. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
He'll be able to go back home with his family after serving 8 years in jail. That was a tremendously powerful, ridiculous sentence, in my opinion.
President talking with reporters at Joint Base Andrews before leaving for California. The president also talks about pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik.
I just pardoned Bernie Kerik, a man who's had many recommendations from a lot of good people.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Buddy, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and our first edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. Two campuses. And we'll tell you all about that when we come back right after these words from the National Aviation Academy. And here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. And then they've got the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Pinellas County, St. Petersburg area across the bay from Tampa. So what you can do by finding out about the National Aviation Academy is open up the doors for a tremendous career as an aviation maintenance tech with a job that will start you out at about $60,000 per year on a 40-hour week. Not too shabby. Now, you can make a lot more than that, because it's totally up to you as to how much you make and how often you, you know, how many hours you work. I mean, it is exactly up to you as to how that all works out for you. So check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then while you're there, how about scheduling a tour? Take a tour of one of the two facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Call them at 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Again, the number, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. Now, the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, said that China is America's main adversary and warned our allies that by letting the Chinese firm Huawei build its next generation or 5G network risks the security cooperation and information sharing arrangements with the U.S. because there is a spying element there with Huawei and with their ZTE phones. Think about that for a second. That's China, Huawei. Now, also, the Department of Defense has dispatched hundreds of thousands of small arms to Afghan security forces, and it was one of those weapons that left two U.S. troops dead in a recent insider attack in Afghanistan. The U.S. government issued the gun that did that. But you don't know, because these guys, they slip in. These hardcore fundamentalists, they slip into the military to do foul deeds. By the way, the seven-day reduction in violence in Afghanistan, negotiated between the United States and the Taliban, is set to begin on February the 22nd, which I believe is Saturday. The seven-day reduction in violence. So that'll take them through the end of the month in February, where there's not supposed to be any violence. You want to bet that doesn't last very long? And the Pentagon ID'd a soldier who died while supporting operations in the Horn of Africa. He was Army PFC Walter Lewark, 26, who died in a non-combat-related incident at Cap Lamanier in Djibouti while supporting Operation Enduring Freedom in the Horn of Africa. He will be missed. Thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. In addition, a U.S.-backed Syrian partner force said that an Iranian-backed group launched an attack inside an agreed-upon de-confrontation area. Well, gee, I'm not shocked. I am so not shocked. What are they expecting? And by the way, the Iran-backed group, which launched the attack near the small garrison in Syria, housing American special operators, our guys tried to stay out, but of course, when they're fired on, their orders are such that they can defend themselves. So I'm assuming that they did. We'll see. We'll have to wait and find out for sure. But I'm assuming that they did. Also, a U.S. Service member died when a mortar hit the airbase that he was at. Now, a mortar shell slammed into an airbase hosting U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Now, it didn't cause a significant amount of damage, but two security forces were killed along with this American. And this happened apparently yesterday or the day before. I can't tell because there's no date. But it looks like it didn't happen. Oh, okay, here we go. It happened last week. I'm sorry. Last week. So there is a date.
But it's being put out there as a story today. I don't know why they're doing that, but they do sometimes. All right. Some violent extremist organizations utilize similar tactics and techniques. The ability to share intelligence amongst partner nations in Africa is absolutely critical, according to the commander of the Special Operations Command in Africa. And the special forces there have forced the kickoff of the international exercise in the tinderbox of the terrorist activity, the Sahel province in Africa. By the way, the Taliban said that a peace deal with the United States will be signed by the end of the month, with the top U.S. negotiator describing himself as cautiously optimistic about the process. And again, we just told you about the 7-day truce that they have. We'll see how that works out. And the Trump administration has weighed a possible reduction of its military presence in West Africa. One of the allies in the region appealed the decision on Sunday and said, we need the full support of the U.S., not part-time. But they were thinking about taking the troops and sending them to either Afghanistan or Iraq. We'll see what happens there. By the way, Singapore's Air Force chief has given a vote of confidence in the Lockheed Martin F-35 fighter jet amidst the country's efforts to buy the fifth-generation aircraft. However, he acknowledged that challenges still remain in the acquisition process, particularly in regard to logistics. I guess that's how do they get them to where they need to have them. We'll see. We will see. And Singapore's air chief says we're happy with the current fleet performing maritime security. Singapore is unlikely to pursue new airlift and maritime patrol aircraft in the short term, as its current platforms can meet those needs by following the protocols they have in place with the aircraft flying around. Yep. Just a matter of time. You watch and see. Just a matter of time. By the way, the White House, and in particular the Secretary of the Defense, Mark Esper, said that the White House never pressured him on JEDI. That is the $10 billion cloud contract that we've heard about. And again, we'll see how all that works. And what is Eric doing here? Let's see what Eric sent. You got to hand it to the men and women who have entered into the United States military since September 11, 2001. It's an all-volunteer Army participating force whose volunteers for special operations and our warfighting infantry helps everything out there. Okay, well, yeah. I totally agree with you, Eric. You betcha it's all good. Okay. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And, we got to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, second one of the morning. And then Denise Simon will be along right after that. So don't go anywhere. Eyes are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right here. Tomorrow's news tonight.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Tube Snake Boogie, and that's ZZ Top back many, many years ago. But they're just getting it on there, and we played a little bit of that for you, this hour's Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pull on in there and have a cup of coffee on us. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'll find out you can get yourself a free cup of coffee at a Pilot or Flying J anywhere in the country. And many of them got our radio show on right now. They're at the fuel desk, so there you go. Now, let's get into it. Another storm system is impacting the southern U.S. over the next 2 to 3 days. And unfortunately, there's going to be more heavy rain and lots of it, it looks like, with the possibility of flooding expected across the saturated regions from Texas to South Carolina, which includes going across Mississippi and Georgia. Now, we do have some weather tonight, and that weather has got some severe thunderstorms in it in Georgia right now. Now, our listeners over there in Carrollton on 1330 WLBB, you might be having some severe weather coming your way. If you'd have a weather radio, turn it on, leave it on. Don't ever turn it off. That's a bad, bad thing, because usually at night that's when the bad storms happen. So getting on back to that, you do have a severe thunderstorm warning in the area over there around Carrollton. So be advised of that. Plus, you got rain across through Atlanta, all the way across over to the east side, I-20 over to Augusta, and north up through Kennesaw, up to right about Kennesaw, as a matter of fact, north. And that's about it for the rain from about from Atlanta all the way up to Kennesaw, and then east-west all the way across the state of Georgia, especially on I-20. Now, there is snow tonight in Nebraska, coming out of Colorado, up on I-76. You get up there on I-76 to I-80, you're going to be in snow. North Platte, it's all the way over towards Omaha and into Council Bluffs in Iowa, and a little bit further east than that, too. And then you're going to have more snow down in the southeastern corner of Colorado tonight, Lamar. Pretty much, and then over into Kansas, straight over into Kansas. So the southwestern part and the south central part of Kansas is getting the snow as we speak. You got some gusty winds in the Amarillo area, and some really cold temperatures tonight up along Montana to the Canadian border, northern Montana. Most of North Dakota, really cold temperatures. Minneapolis, Minnesota, straight line across I-94 all the way up to the Canadian border, cold temperatures, as well as in the upper peninsula of Michigan. There's also some snow in the area there. Now, you do have, and this changed since the last hour, upstate New York, we now have the lake effect snow down as far as Syracuse and Cortland. It's changed the angle that it was coming in on, and now it's snowing more towards Syracuse and Cortland. So I-81, I-90 in the Syracuse area, over towards about Utica, you're going to have some snow tonight, and be advised of that. In addition, there may be some snow coming in north of Oswego, up towards Watertown, Sandy Creek, up in that area. It looks like as if that's just starting in, too. So be advised, there is a lot of snow in the area. And fog, if you're going along I-10 tonight, there'll be spotty fog where I'm at here in Tampa Bay. But I-10, all the way from, about Live Oak, it looks like, a little bit west of Live Oak, all the way across I-10, down to the water, up to the Georgia line, up to the Alabama line, all the way through Mobile, all the way across through Pascagoula, Gulfport, Mississippi, all the way into New Orleans. Heavy fog. Looks like that's really dense over there towards New Orleans, so be careful. Our affiliates are WSLA M1560 over there in Slidell, New Orleans. You guys be careful tonight out on the highways over there. And then the fog runs right over to Beaumont, and then, boom, it stops along I-10. That's it. So be advised, that's what you got there in terms of weather. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, again, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, closest to you. And when you see them, pull on in there. By the way, become a member of the Drivers Club and take advantage of the discounts that you can get there. Also, take advantage of the frequent fueler program they have by getting a Flying J fuel card and getting the points on there, too, that you can get. I know a lot of drivers have done that. I used to have one. Matter of fact, I may still have one somewhere that I don't know about, but the Flying J points card for the drivers used to be pretty good. So get yourself one of those, and remember, Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, I do believe we have on the telephone line Denise Simon. Let's make sure. Good morning. Is this you?
It is. Good morning.
All right, because I had somebody else call me on Skype, and the number looked very similar, and they were in San Antonio.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, how about that? Now, I want to talk about this because I've been talking about this tonight, and some guys and gals are very curious about this. They think that the mainstream media is up to their tricks again with this Attorney General Barr business. A lot of people believe that the brouhaha between Mr. Barr and President Trump is just something that's being thrown out there for human consumption.
Well, Barr has given us indications and come right out and said he's not very happy about the president tweeting about cases or activities going on in the Department of Justice. Prior to he giving that interview, he actually had tapped the White House on the shoulder and said, this is what he's going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think yesterday, just prior to Trump getting on a plane going to Nevada, he was asked about it, and he said that Barr is right. Because Trump had just earlier tweeted that he would sue all kinds of people that were dealing with the Russia investigation.
Yep.
So, it's interesting what, the media said. This was reported by Associated Press, Washington Post, and even Fox News. It said that he had told people very close to him at the Department of Justice that he is threatening to over the tweets.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that he had plans to. He's threatening to. And there's a distinct difference. So then late yesterday, Department of Justice comes out and says he has no plans to. Well, that's obvious. Plans means that you're going to.
Right.
What he's simply saying to the world, and especially to this White House, stop, tweet all you want, but don't tweet anything about what's going on at the Department of Justice.
Right. And that's exactly what the story says here. So I'm looking at the Fox website. It says, no plans to resign. DOJ pushes back on reports. AG Barr considering quitting over Trump tweets. And then the expression here is it ain't going to happen is in there. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be coming right back with more after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And by the way, there was a lot of commuting going on and a lot of pardoning going on yesterday. We'll tell you all about it. There's quite a list of people that are out in the street today because of the president yesterday. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch. Always a
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.